Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Oh boy, Michelle, here's the $60,000 question. Your relationship's in trouble, and the question is, should you get a divorce or separate? Oh boy.
That's the million-dollar question.
Okay, I'll ramp it up to $1 million. And we have relationship coach Renata Perry's here from the website whatittakes.com to help us understand how to answer this question. First, welcome to Her Radio, Renata, and joining both Michelle and myself. And I want to just get to it. The question is, should you get a divorce or separate? How do our listeners understand how to answer that for themselves?
Well, hi, Michelle. Hi, Pam. Thanks for having me on. So, should you get a divorce or separate depends on whether you feel like both of you can still work on the relationship or whether you feel like it's the end. So if you feel that it's the end, or if one of you is not willing to work on the relationship, then it's probably time to get a divorce. Because in order for the relationship to recover, both people need to be able to come to the table at least to some extent.
Wow.
So what are the questions you should ask yourself before the separation or the divorce?
Have we done all we can to try to save this relationship? Have we exhausted every possibility? Is a great question to ask. And so here's what happens. Couples will often go into therapy many times as the last resort. And often couple therapy fails. And then they feel, or sometimes even the therapist will say to them, I think you should get a divorce. Or the couple feels they've done all they can. You know, therapy was the last resort. They did all they could, so now there's really no way out. And often that's not the case. It could just mean that the therapist wasn't a great match or could not help them. It doesn't necessarily mean it's the end. So then the question is, what else can we do?
Right. And what else can you do?
Well, one of the things you can do is look at the questions or the requests the two of you have been making towards each other for, say, the last couple of years before the marriage went down the drain, before there was such a huge distance between the two of you. What have the two of you been repeating to each other? You know, things like, I want to spend more time together, or I want more physical intimacy, or I want more attention, or I want you to listen to me. Whatever those requests are, that is why the marriage is falling apart.
Right.
What people don't understand is a relationship is just like a job. We are in relationships so that we can get our needs met. So it is our partner's job to meet our needs. In some ways, it's just like a contract. You know, I will marry you and you will do XYZ for me because those are my top relationship priorities.
Wow, this is so different than that romantic view of what a relationship is. We just sort of fall into each other's arms and everything works out just fine, like one of those nasty looking novels out there that you buy for $2. Didn't I see one of those in your briefcase, Michelle? I swear.
I'm writing them, actually.
No, but seriously, Renata, I mean, what you're saying, you know, it's a job and, you know, and it's our obligation to meet each other's needs, et cetera. And yet at the same time, I think a lot of women out there are just assuming that it's not like that, that it's just some magical something that happens. What do you tell a woman like that, Renata?
I tell her to wake up and
smell the roses.
And don't smell the roses.
Because you're not going to get any roses.
They're not coming.
So here's what happens. I think the whole epidemic of relationship breakups, huge hordes of singles who can't find their soulmate, marriages, most marriages, or so many marriages ending in divorce is all because how we go about getting into relationship is all wrong. So what we are looking for when we are looking for a mate is we're looking for chemistry. Chemistry is a, it actually is a chemical, maybe it's a psychological reaction, but it is certainly not something to base a relationship on. A relationship should be based on chemistry plus compatibility. Right. And the compatibility piece is what people never even look at. It's not that they drop it out. They're not even aware of the compatibility piece.
Well, Renata, can I ask you a very quick question? You know, this whole issue of just going back to this issue of divorce and separation, because I'm just, this is sort of percolating here. If someone does separate, if they two of them decide to separate, and it gives them a taste of what a divorce would be like, how often does a separation really drive people back together again to really work on it? And how often does it really end up in a divorce? In other words, if you're separated, are you doomed to divorce?
I think in a lot of cases that actually is the truth, is that if couples separate, they find peace where there was strife, and maybe they miss each other, and maybe one of the partners misses the other more so often, and they will likely end up in divorce. Sometimes couples will cycle through that a number of times. You know, they'll separate.
Right.
They'll move back in. They'll separate again because nothing is resolved. So I don't have any statistics, but my sense is from working with couples that once they separate, it's very hard to come back together. The only time I would recommend a separation is if there is a lot of conflict and yet both are committed to working on the relationship so that they are getting support and help, and they separate and they have more, they start to create more positive experiences while they're separated, so they basically date intentionally and try to create positive experiences to try to sort of fill up that positive bucket more and not contribute any more negative issues to the relationship, so that when they come back together, they've had more positive experiences and the relationship has been healed. I think that's the only time separation is actually effective and prescribed. And even then, it's tenuous because separation inevitably makes at least one of the people feel abandoned. And so, you know, that causes more wounds in their already rocky relationship.
So in answering this whole question of should you get a divorce or separate, then, you know, you've given us some really interesting insights. I'm going to see if I can, if I've got some of these, so the listeners can really benefit. So you have to ask really specific questions, hard questions. Have we done all we can? Have we exhausted all possibilities? And going to couples therapy and really listening to what goes on there and observing and also listening to the therapist. And another question is that therapist a good fit on the overall? And then you have to ask yourself, you know, what kind of things have been hang-ups in the last several years? What kind of requests have you made of each other? You know, I want to spend more time with you. I want more intimacy. Are these two people actually listening to each other? And is there any way to really truthfully address these issues? Maybe they can't. I mean, these are hard questions. And I'd love what you said about relationship being like a job. You got to look at each other and meet our needs. And that issue of chemistry and compatibility, the romantic versus the, hey, we got to get real about this, and looking at maybe whether or not a separation does lead to a divorce. So you want to know something? Thank you so much, Renata, for your wonderful words and helping us understand should you get a divorce or separate.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King Robeson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Stay well.